I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of...
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live again to this broadcast this Wednesday, June 1st, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. This Wednesday, June 1st, you know, what do we talk about? Can we not talk about weirdness? you know, LGBTQ plus History Month. Is that? No. It's Pride Month. I'm sorry, not History Month. Isn't that October or something like that? It's Pride Month. That's what it always is, right? You remember when? Oh my goodness! Back when Richard Butler had the compound in Hayden, and they used to do the parades around this time of year, the COINTELPRO compound. Just ask Randy Weaver. And so here we are again. Can we talk about anything other than this kind of stuff? Pride Month. I would not call it Pride. I would call it something else. You know, can you imagine if I crusaded to start a heteronormative white Anglo Pride Month? I mean, just think about it. It would be, you know, people would be up in arms, and rightfully so. I mean, this is absurd. It's absurd. It's aberrant. And you can see it already. I don't know if you can see it, but I certainly have seen it already just this morning. You know, there are very bizarre things happening in the news and things. You can see characters emerging. I'm reminded of a lot of movies and things. You know, if you go back to the 80s and 90s and watch the RoboCop series of movies, or any of those movies, you know, some of those action movies and stuff. We've talked about Demolition Man a lot on this broadcast, for example. But if you watch the RoboCop stuff, for example, it's pretty fascinating, I think, these days. There's a lot of stuff. Seems like predictive programming, imagine that. Murphy, you know, the cop of the future is a product of the military-industrial complex, is sort of, you know, he's a cyborg, still kind of human, but mostly not, mostly machine. That sounds familiar. It's kind of the transhumanist theme coupled with a lot of the dehumanization that we see. I mean, I mentioned some of that yesterday. It's astonishing how we destroy folks through military service and school and things like that. Can we just finally be honest about stuff? You know, the educational system is public school in particular, but really, you know, the officially sanctioned education system is unhealthy and destroys creativity and free thought in a variety of ways, creates domesticated herd animals that are feckless, inert, and mostly helpless. And because they've been crippled from the earliest age, they latch on in self-preservation sort of fashion to victim psychopathy and the nanny state. Because, you know, I mean, there's an element of Stockholm syndrome in there too. The nanny state will take care of me. My kidnapper will protect me. And my nanny state tells me that no one else can protect me like the nanny can. So the LGBTQ pride thing, that's interesting. You're going to see throughout the month signaling, not necessarily virtue signaling exclusively, but you're going to see some signaling. And, you know, basically, well, so the reason that I mention the RoboCop series is if you watch number 4, you know, there's this strategy to take all of the social deviants and essentially the criminals and make them the police force, which is, you know, that's been done throughout history. And there are sort of variations of that. Anyway, we're kind of seeing that now. You know, the deviants and the misfits and things are being celebrated in kind of a color revolutionary or low-intensity conflict effort to overturn the existing base of society. And when you have folks who've been raised on this kind of stuff, it's a fascinating thing. You know, we are at a point now where we're seeing the results of what's been going on over the last 40, 50 years, certainly the last 20 or 30 years. People have been talking about it. And you've heard about it on this network for the last, what, quarter of a century or so? There have been lots of folks, some of the most outspoken about education include, obviously, Charlotte Isserby, John Taylor Gatto, Sam Blumenfeld, and many others. You know, remember when Sam Blumenfeld used to tell us about this stuff? He's one of those guys that, gosh, you know, so much information has been gathered and we just didn't pay attention, which again reminds me of Solzhenitsyn's words. We just didn't get it. So, feeling much the same way in America today. We just didn't get it. And now people are starting to get concerned, but, you know, we're about 20 years behind at this point. Does that mean all hope is lost? Not necessarily. So, you know, then what do you do? No one wants the, you know, the I don't know. Are we interested in the difficult answer, the difficult reality? You know, we've talked about it on this broadcast. The real answer is 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, that's the hard reality. So I've tried to, without sounding like, you know, something that should be reserved to Sunday or Wednesday night, so to speak, I've tried to say it's fascinating the parallels that are in the Bible and what's going on now, and you can see the thematic elements of things shaping up, like for the last 100 years, for sure, since the Lucius Trust, last 150 years since the rise of the Theosophical movement, for the last 600 years or so, certainly the last 400 or 500 years, you can see there is this thing emerging with all of this technology and so forth. I mean, this effort to dehumanize people, and it's really anti-people. It's really anti-mankind when you think about it. And, you know, certain people have certain ways of trying to deal with it. You know, guys like Ted Kaczynski, Kurzweil, again, you know, Bill Joy in his piece back in 2000, his Wired magazine piece, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. You know, he quoted Ray Kurzweil citing Ted Kaczynski's manifesto and saying, you know, it's interesting. You start reading this, you're like, yeah, that makes sense. Oh my gosh, it's that guy. Oh no, I'm not saying that I condone anything that he did or that I'm a sympathizer or anything, but Kaczynski's manifesto, you know, well, I used to read it about every year on air, or at least parts of it. I remember doing that back in 2008, 2007, 2008, around there. And just this idea that you can see this convergence of thought and ideas and technology ultimately culminating in some kind of collision. And it's Psalm 2 and Revelation 19, essentially, colliding. So, you know, I've tried to say that. Why are the nations in an uproar and peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart, cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrifying them in his fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. Those that, you know, are in an uproar, devising a vain thing, taking their stand against the Lord and against his anointed. Good luck with that. And then, you know, you skip over to Revelation 19. And after much patience and long suffering and loving kindness and so on and so on and so on, this picture, holy cow. The voices, you know, it's like it's the ultimate Super Bowl of Super Bowls. Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude and like the sound of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder saying, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready, etc., etc. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. It's about to go down, as they say. And on his robe, on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So, you know, in the feudalist hierarchy, that's, you know, he wins. Anyway, you can see with this whole world socialist system shaping up over the last few hundred years in particular, if you're looking at history, you can see the counterfeiting of all things. And, you know, we hear about scarcity and things all the time. The you know, it's not scarcity necessarily. There's just all kinds of weird stuff. I'll talk about some of it. I'll get into specifics today. But, you know, scarcity is not the thing. What you have to understand is the idea is, you know, as you know, Brian has pointed out, for example, the wild and free pigs of the Okefenokee Swamp. The idea is to corral everyone first. And how do you do that? You don't create scarcity. People talk about, you know, we hear about nukes now and still, you know, suitcase nukes and dirty nukes and EMPs. Nukes at altitude, it's all just to cow people. You got to corral people. If you created actual scarcity, really, I mean, there's the baby formula stuff, but I like what Rex Tibber said about that. Tiborosaurus Rex. Maybe we'll play some of that. That was fantastic stuff. Not real shortages, not real scarcity. Though, because that would actually make people self-reliant. Scarcity's coming, but not yet. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. So back in, let's see, April 2010, there was a presentation sponsored by local area chapters of the John Birch Society. They titled it, I think they titled it, The Socialist Revolution Via Education. Sam Blumenfeld was one of the speakers. I think he was the featured speaker, in fact. So that was 2010, and he'd been saying the same stuff for, what, 20-plus years already at that point? You know, Charlotte Isserby, John Taylor Gatto, same thing, and others, obviously. Before that, you know, shortly before that, Jack Otto gave that Forbidden Knowledge talk, you know, back in, that was the last public speaking event that he participated in, to my knowledge. That was 2007, right? Before that, Anthony Sutton spoke and wrote extensively about all kinds of things, you know, like Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and FDR, Wall Street and the rise of Hitler, national suicide, military aid to the Soviet Union. There was that back in the 70s. Trilaterals over Washington, part one and two. That was in collaboration with Patrick Wood, Trilaterals over Washington, volume one and volume two, 79 and 80. You know, on and on the list goes, back and back and back, particularly about education. You know, a number of folks have written pretty extensively about this particular issue, you know, the socialist revolution via education in particular. And for that matter, folks have spoken and written, and you know, one of the most provocative entries, I think, is Ralph Epperson's collection in Chapter 36, Education of the Unseen Hand, An Introduction to the Conspiratorial View of History. And it's interesting, because of, you know, the efforts to basically dead-end any critical examination of the fraud that is the establishment narrative on the JFK assassination in particular, and, you know, CIA memo 1035-960, when we hear the word conspiracy and conspiracy theory, it dead-ends our thinking and discussion on the subject. It worked very effectively. But the conspiratorial view of history is just what the orthodox sense of the word means, or at least used to mean, which is, you know, folks planning in secret to do something illegal, immoral, unethical, sinister, nefarious, that kind of thing. Guess what? As it turns out, history isn't just entirely accidental. And there are coincidences and patterns and things, despite Ray Kurzweil's desire to augment or replace visual pattern recognition and long-term memory with computing performed in an implant or from, you know, somewhere or other via the web, the interwebs. So right from the outset, Ralph Epperson reminds us that, you know, the most nefarious, the most sinister characters, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I mean, who can disagree with that? Rex Tibber, Tiborosaurus Rex, reminds us, you know, what happens when we don't. We're seeing what happens when we don't. We'll get to that in the next segment. But bad guys of every flavor all agree, get them while they're young. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back.
Beyond the suns
that God... Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. We're in an awfully difficult situation, difficult position. You know, basically, America is being subverted from within. This is what we were, you know, warned about. We've been warned about it so many times, it's cliche. And, you know, speaking of the late, great Jack Gatto, when he gave that talk, the Forbidden Knowledge talk back in 2007, he said, that we're being cornered like cattle into a pen, squeezed down, and we're never really going to be free unless we're brave. Because this was only the land of the free as long as it was the home of the brave. And this started a long time ago, and that's all true. It's interesting, you know, now, gosh, we've been sort of socially engineered to think in a microwave sort of context or in a vacuum all the time, and we don't want to face the ugly truth that this has been going on for a long time, and that quite frankly, anyone who's been an adult for any length of time, certainly, you know, out in the world for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, those of us who have been here, you know, we've been asleep at the wheel, mostly, I would say. And we have, I think, generally succumbed to the dialectical process. Meaning, how many people just draw a hard line, not emotionally or whatever, not in a frothy kind of debate, but just say, no, that's just wrong. That's wrong. And, you know, ultimately, if you are moving along the dialectical continuum, that whole process and that whole line of thinking is evil. I would call it satanic, and it is godless. But that's just me. But there are things, you know, we were raised a certain way. There's common sense and things that we all should know. And, gosh, things that are happening now, I didn't even want to talk about a lot of this stuff, you know, the grooming conversation that people are having, for example. I just don't want to introduce it into discussion because, I'm convinced that, you know, I think that sort of gets to the point that I've mentioned from time to time, you know, Lark telling me 10 years ago, hey, don't, I understand, you know, kind of what you're doing, but maybe regurgitating all of the headlines and stuff is not a great idea all the time, if for no other reason than this, what I'm talking about, you know, introducing things into the dialectical wind tunnel so that we can be, you know, synthesized. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis, rinse and repeat. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis, rinse and repeat. That's what's been going on for generations now. And it's we're in a very uncomfortable spot right now. June, we're told, is LGBT plus Pride Month. It's so just off the charts bizarre. You know, so, you know, and it's textbook cultural Marxism. What is going to happen? I mean, I've talked about this so many times. Balkanization, beggar thy neighbor. What happens when you basically force the majority of society, when you gaslight the majority of society and tell them, because it is, I mean, by any measure, this aberrant nonsense, I would call it, is a small portion of the society. And the more that you legitimize and even encourage this kind of thing or condone it in any sort of way, the more you embolden it. Speaking of Rex Tibbery, he has an interesting kind of humorous anecdote he shares. You know, I had this teacher when I was in school, my friend and I think that's how it was. You know, I think it was like a high school story or something. He says, you know, we used to go sit and read the Bible and talk. Oh, that's interesting. What'd you read? You know, what did? And this one teacher would say, you know, it's you guys. It's you who are the problem. You know, your Bible and your guns and all that stuff. You know, one of these days we're gonna get you. Well, apparently this guy was the deviant and now he's, I guess, locked up for his own deviancy and without getting into specifics. But we are, you know, the truth and at least some smoke that should have us looking for fires out in plain sight. But apparently the society doesn't care. Remember, post-truth, what was it, 2016, somewhere back around there? Post-truth was the Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year. which doesn't mean after truth. It means, you know, I'm less concerned. I'm really not. I'm very little troubled by the facts and the truth and reality. Just give me a persuasive argument, you know, like Bernays said, or like Bertrand Russell wrote about, or, you know, like Hitler used to do, or, I don't know, a guy like Donald Trump, maybe. Just give me a persuasive argument. Just give me a good sales pitch. That's what I want. That's what post-truth is. Now we have a guy who is not a college graduate, who was the subject of antitrust proceedings, who used to not be very well liked because of those kinds of things. And if you go back in history and you read about Gary Kildall, you read about 3Com and the many other examples that Microsoft ran over, you read what Paul Allen wrote about this guy and any other number of stories, you remind yourself, this guy's kind of creepy and kind of he's kind of ghoulish and monstrous in a variety of ways. But now there's a foundation, and like Gary Allen wrote, chapter 4 of the Rockefeller File, profit times philanthropy equals power, and the illusion of benevolence. So this guy who didn't graduate from college is not an epidemiologist or virologist or any, you know, sort of thing. He reads a lot. Great, that's nice. I read a lot too. Does that mean that I'm a grand poobah? You read a lot. Does that mean we're all grand poobahs? Why does this guy get grand poobah status when he's a college dropout? Oh, and then there's, you know, the Epstein thing. Oh, and then there's the Rick Allen Jones thing. I think the Rick Allen Jones thing is more shocking and provocative than the Epstein thing. The Rick Allen Jones thing happened under Bill Gates' roof, literally. 10 years. The houseboy is, you know, engaging in criminal acts right under Bill Gates' roof and, you know, in his own house, and that's not a big deal, and the guy gets a slap on the wrist. How did that happen? So one has to wonder, you know, are we getting the government and you know, et cetera, that we deserve? So here's where we are. Let's just do this. It's June 1st. This is where we're at. Let's do it this way. I mean, this is where we're at. This is absolutely just, it's just sickening. And I'm not doing this in dialectical conflict fashion. I'm just trying to say this is where we are right now. Let's see. I'll start with this one. I mean, you know, June is LGBT plus Pride Month, whatever that means. Check this out. Youth.gov. Youth.gov. .gov. Can you register a .gov? Because I can't. .gov. Doesn't that mean as in government? Youth.gov. Remember what I just said? You read Epperson's The Unseen Hand and an Introduction to the Conspiratorial View of History. What did guys like Mark Hughes say? You know, we need to exercise repressive tolerance. J.P. Sears did an interesting video recently. Where is that? It's titled, How to Think Like a Leftist. And so he goes through all of the ridiculous what happened here? He goes through all of the ridiculous doublethink, the examples of doublethink. It's kind of humorous and kind of horrifying. So it's, you know, cultural Marxist repressive tolerance without actually calling it that. We can do these hypocritical things because, you know, the end justifies the means, but we have to make sure no one else does. And that obviously is a lie. So back to this LGBTQ plus Pride Month nonsense. It's aberrant. If I want to do whatever I want, that, you know, whatever, without getting into the specifics, you know, if I think I'm a butterfly or a unicorn or something, that's fine in the privacy of my own home. But when I'm doing this publicly, it starts to get interesting. But then when I'm forcing those beliefs on people, isn't that interesting? There's a lot of transference and projection going on, where the cultural Marxist contingent says you're forcing your, you know, insert talking point here, you're forcing your patriarchy, your male dominance, your white, you know, whatever, your this, your that. It's just a way to systematically deconstruct society. And these things do not, you know, people don't sit around and think these things up on their own and then these groups come together. It doesn't work like that. So from Epperson's The Unseen Hand, Chapter 36, Education. Education, and again, the subtitle of the book, An Introduction to the Conspiratorial View of History. Find me a person who can say, yes, I created this group, or I created this chapter all on my own. I came to this myself. You can't find that person. You know, it's as Bertrand Russell wrote, a person's views will, they, you know, people will not be allowed to know how their convictions were generated, is how he put it in The Impact of Science on Society. And you can't find a person, even though we say, you know, this kid was self-radicalized. There's just crazy examples of what's going on. We are off the rails. I need to talk about specifics. My mind is free associating a million miles an hour. Anyway, Epperson's Unseen Hand, An Introduction to the Conspiratorial View of History. Education is an important tool for training children in the knowledge of the past. The Bible in Proverbs 22:6 tells us why this is so. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The Communist Party has also decided that education is important to the furthering of their philosophy. And again, I'm just going to start saying this from now on. This is not to try to impose religion on anybody, because it's not about religion, ultimately. It's about relationship. And I'm not trying to sneak up on anybody, but I'm telling you, after a lot of research, let's just say that, I've come to the conclusion that who's who, and the parties and all of that is all really not much more ultimately. I mean, there's a context where it matters, obviously. If you're doing something sinister, then you should be held accountable. I'm not dismissing that. That remains. However, ultimately, I would say that, you know, the parties and all of that is a limited hangout. It's a distraction. And, you know, ultimately, there is the central plan, the work of the hierarchy, you know, that the Lucius Truss has published. And there is a central planner. You're just not supposed to know about that character until you're far enough along in tow that it's sort of too late, so to speak. Can't do anything about it. And then, like Pike wrote in Morals and Dogma and in the letter to Mazzini, the Illuminized Italian Liberator, then this character's, you know, going to be brought out into full view. That's supposed to be the result, the reactionary result of World War III. If you're not familiar, read the letter, Pike to Mazzini, World War III, August 15, 1871. Anyway, Communist Party has decided that education is important. So my point is it's not the Communist Party per se. It's, it's basically the devil. It's the shiny, flashy, fallen character that wants to usurp and counterfeit God's creation. Anyway, the Communist Party has also decided that education is important to the furthering of their philosophy. Education became one of their concerns in the United States when they adopted the following as a party slogan in 1919. That was, over 100 years ago. Give us one generation of small children to train to manhood and womanhood, and we will set up the Bolshevist form of the Soviet government. We're a lot more Soviet than we realize already. Most of us anyway, right? Or most of the people you talk to. You and I know that Soviet, translated to English, stands for council and committee. And we have a lot of those in America, don't we? So we're awfully Soviet these days. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree.
Welcome back.
You know how I feel.
It's a new day. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's perfectly timed. I'm just thinking, you know, if you're not familiar with the whole grooming conversation and what is actually going on in schools and things, public schools in particular, obviously, but really, this is much, much bigger. Maybe watch the conversation between Amala and Liz Wheeler, her in-studio guest, over at PragerU, the PragerU YouTube channel. Is where the video is. Joe Rogan's mic drop on the groomer debate, unapologetic, live with Liz Wheeler. So that's just one installment with clips from gender-inclusive classroom Zoom call, Joe Rogan's soundbite, Cenk Uygur's response to that, which is, you know, an ad hominem attack in cultural Marxist fashion. And, those kinds of things. But the point that I'm making, the reason why I mentioned that is not just because it's related to what I was saying, but I've joked for years, sort of, you know, quipped. It's not funny, but, you know, it's just kind of, this is what's happening. And it was supposed to be an outlandish, bizarre, cartoonish sort of depiction of something that, you know, hopefully we could avert and it would never become reality. But now it's reality. I've said in the past, you know, that we are being railroaded toward this, you know, one pasty, androgynous, hermaphroditic sort of character in life. And it's just so ironic because young people are so pulverized by this message that just keeps beating on them that they have to conform. It's this conformity message. And at the same time, you know, sort of encouraged in schizophrenic sort of fashion to celebrate their individuality. So if we – and you start looking at these kids, like you look at the folks, this gender-inclusive classrooms teacher Zoom call. They're really, you know, at least two of them in the call. What gender are they? They don't know. They're confused. And that's where this is headed. The other two still look like man and woman, but the two that I'm talking about, confused, pasty, androgynous, hermaphroditic. You know, nothing is more dehumanizing. That's the ultimate point. And that's the saddest fact of all. You know, where do you end up with this kind of self and other loathing? It doesn't make for a good society. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.